You are listening to Inspirato Projecto Podcast.
I'm about to hop into another Uber vehicle. Oh, must be them. Wait, no, that's not them. It's not them. That is not them. Where is that Uber guy? Arriving soon. Oh, there he is. Okay. There he is. He's arriving. I'm going to go substitute teach for my buddy Darren for his improv class. And so we're going to head up there now and see how it all works out. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. Ryan.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Good, I guess so.
Beautiful day, huh?
Yeah.
Another wonderful day here in California.
Yeah.
My goodness. You just can't escape it if you tried, huh? Yeah. Even when it rains, it's beautiful out
yeah.
there.
You live here or you live in another state?
I'm originally from Chicago.
Oh, okay.
So I'm used to it raining all the time,
okay.
You know, and cold.
Yeah.
And so it's always... you know, it's a rarity when it rains
yeah.
out here, isn't it? It's kind of a special circumstance.
Yeah.
And I kind of like it. Let me just take this off. I realize it's hot day out here, huh?
Yeah.
So how long have you been an Uber driver for?
Like 6 months.
Oh, 6 months.
Yeah.
So you're still pretty new to it, huh?
Yeah.
What are your thoughts so far? What do you think about it?
Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's not. But
turn right on Cleveland
Avenue. You make money, but not too much, but it's okay.
Is this your only job?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are you able to pay the bills okay?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people have it as their part-time job, you know, and they
yeah.
maybe they got a job during the day, and then at nighttime they come out. Do you have a certain schedule when you go out for Uber stuff?
I do my schedule. I start at 6 in the morning. I stop around 4.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good schedule.
Yeah.
Right? You get to drive around in the,
yeah.
in the beautiful morning, and then...
Yeah. You go back home early.
Yeah.
Now I'm taking a trip to my house because I live far away from here. It's like 30 miles from here.
Oh my gosh, you live 30 miles from here?
Yeah.
Holy moly.
Yeah.
So is it...
Right now it's taking me to trips to my destination.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, close to my
So
destination.
All of the trips that you're getting right now are kind of leading
yeah.
you back home.
Yeah.
That's amazing how that works.
Yeah.
That's how it happened on a couple of occasions
yeah,
with when I've been with Uber drivers.
Yeah, you don't waste too much gas because you're busy on the way to your home.
Amazing.
Yeah, that's a good thing about this.
Yeah, that is really good.
Yeah.
So do you notice that happening sometimes where, you know, you live far away and then you might go out and you go, okay, I'm going to do Uber today. And then you slowly get more and more stuff
yeah.
that's out here, right,
yeah.
out in this area. What's the farthest that you've driven? What's the farthest that you've gone taking
from,
someone?
From L.A.
Yeah.
to San Bernardino.
Oh, to San Bernardino,
yeah, 62
huh?
62 miles.
Holy moly.
Yeah.
Some people I've talked to, they said that they've taken people as far as San Diego.
Oh, yeah?
What's the farthest do you think that you would drive if someone said, okay, I need you to take me to this place? Would you, for instance, let's say if they had to go to Arizona, would you go to Arizona?
Maybe.
Yeah. Let's say they.
I don't know how much money they're gonna pay.
Right, because it would be a pretty good amount of money,
yeah.
right? If you went that far, I guess it would also cost you know some
yeah.
a certain amount of gas too. But hopefully, what you'd make would outweigh
yeah.
what the gas would be.
Because,
now, what if someone wanted to go? Let's say
yeah,
to.
Because sometimes it's a convenience for me when the rides are long and they're in surge. You make a good money.
Oh, so you prefer if it's a longer trip
yeah.
because you make more money, right?
Yeah, it depends. If there is a surge trip, you can make a good money and one trip at 30 miles. And if you drive 30 miles on surge, 5 to 2.0 or 2.5, maybe you can make around, in 30 miles, you can make around $70 or $80.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
What's the most you've ever made on a trip?
Most cheaper?
Yeah, yeah. What's the most money you've made when you had to take someone somewhere?
Like 40, no. Last time when I take the people to San Bernardino, they pay me like $58.
Oh, wow. That's pretty cool.
For one hour and 15 minutes, I think. So.
Holy moly. So that was only, that was basically almost a dollar a minute then,
yeah.
Huh?
And I took someone from the place that I drop off the people from LA.
Mm-hmm.
I picked someone else. They give me like $30 and maybe in 2 hours I made almost $90, I think. So.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. Wow, what a good day. Wow, yeah. That's pretty cool. So it surprises you then, right?
Yeah, sometimes they give you a good ride. Yeah, and you make a good money,
well,
but
you
not
know,
every day.
It's interesting. What I've noticed mostly, because every time I take Uber, I always ask the Uber drivers, you know, about how they got into it, what their thoughts are about it. And I notice that a lot of times the Uber drivers who have a good attitude and are positive people, they have a good outlook on life. A lot of times when I talk to them, it turns out that they really like their jobs and they get good money and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Turns out that sometimes the people that I talk to who have bad attitudes or look at the darker side of things, they don't, you know, they're not having a very good time at Uber. So it's quite interesting to see how the attitudes have a big, have a lot to do. Oh, yeah. Oh, AC. Yeah, sure. That sounds great. Now, what kind of hobbies do you have? What do you like to do outside of Uber?
I like to go to the gym.
Oh, you like to go to the gym?
Yeah. Yeah, I need it because I stay here like around 10 hours a day. I need to go to the gym.
Oh, my goodness.
And,
yeah. So do you find that when you go to the gym, do you get your energy back?
Yeah.
What, in addition to the gym, what else do you like to do? Do you like to read? Do you like to write? Play an instrument?
I like to go to visit my cousin. He lives on Hesperia. On the weekends, I go to over there.
Is that a town?
Yeah.
A town called Hesperia?
Yeah, Hesperia is a town. It's like a county. How do you say? It's a desert, but it's good.
Oh, okay.
I like to go there because they have a big house over there and we make the carne asada.
Oh, that's great.
Drink beer.
Oh, that's great. So you have a good time partying out there. Oh,
and
that's great.
And also in Palm Springs, I have another cousin right there and he has a pool right
Holy
now.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. You just swim some laps in the pool, huh?
Yeah. I like to swim too.
Oh, you like to swim?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Did you do swimming when you were growing up?
I started swimming on the river.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Holy
cow. Because I'm from Guatemala, right there's a lot of rivers.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So sometimes the river, I bet, can be pretty crazy, right? So did you try to swim against the river?
Yeah.
Did you ever, and that gets you real strong, I bet, right?
Because
you're like, wow, you're trying to fight against the river.
Yeah.
Wow, that's really cool. So did you... do you like to go dive, like off of diving boards and stuff too? Like jumping off the you like jumping off the diving boards?
Not so much.
Not too much?
Well,
it's rare, you know, swimming pools don't really have the diving boards too much these days, but I love the diving board. It's always great to jump off
it.
Oh,
you jump on the table?
Yeah. And you do some flips or something.
Oh, okay. I tried one time and I hit my back and
gosh, oh geez, that happened to me before too. I did a flip and I jumped and then my head hit the back of it. Oof.
Yeah, it's dangerous.
You get the goose egg, the goose egg back there.
Yeah.
Oof. Wow, man.
Yeah.
So that's exciting. So do you have a lot of, I can imagine that, you know, when you're driving around a lot, you get a lot of ideas, you know, that maybe your imagination is really going, right, when you're driving?
Yeah.
Because you
know a lot of places here. Driving, you know a lot of places, a lot of cities over here.
Oh, yeah. It's interesting, right? We're Los Angeles. If you just go even 20 minutes outside of Los Angeles, it looks like a different place, doesn't it? It looks different. Sometimes you see the landscapes, they look so beautiful. and you're going, holy cow, I'm still in, you know, the Los Angeles area. This is crazy.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get really far out there and there are a bunch of horses.
Yeah.
Oh man, it's just amazing. Have you ever driven through Arizona?
Not Arizona, but I went to, do you know where is Laplace, Nevada?
I've heard of it.
Laplace, Nevada is close to Arizona. The only thing that divides Arizona and Nevada is the Colorado River.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I went last year for vacation over there to Laplace.
Yeah.
And I across the other side is Boulder City, Arizona.
That's great. Did you go swimming in the Colorado River?
Yeah. Oh,
you did? Did you go swimming in there?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
But right there is... it's really dangerous. The river has it's really strong.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
The water is really cold.
Oh boy. Oh geez. Yeah. So you could get pretty numb in there, right? Get kind of numb.
Yeah, and I like to go there and go to the jet skis because you can rent the jet skis right there and use it on the river.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Jet skis are like motorcycles in the water, huh?
Yeah.
How fast can you go on a jet ski? What's the fastest, do you think?
Last time I tried at 40 miles per hour.
Holy moly! Holy cow!
But I don't know how fast can I go.
Oh my god!
I think you can go more faster, but it's dangerous.
Was that crazy or what? Just feeling your face, just
you're feeling like
all the wind.
Yeah.
Holy cow!
In the water.
Imagine what that's like being a motorcycle guy.
Yeah,
you know, who's going like 100 down a freeway. I mean, that must be crazy because you're like this little tiny bullet. You're like this little spaceship. You know, just flying.
Yeah.
So now it's jet skis. Did you do water skiing too? Did you hook up any water skis to it to try to?
No
water skiing.
No,
just jet skis, huh? Do you ever do any scuba diving? Any snorkeling? You know, where you go underwater?
No.
You know, diving underwater
No.
None of that.
You should go to Laplace, Nevada on vacations, right? That is a good place.
Wow, there's check it.
There's a lot of casinos at the edge of the river.
Oh, okay, okay.
It's almost the same as Vegas. The difference is that the river.
I was just going to say, so Laughlin is sort of a Las Vegas kind of place, right? Now, how close to Las Vegas is Laughlin?
It's far away. It's like, I think it's 90 miles away.
Oh, it's very far away. Yeah. Oh, gotcha. I'm terrible with geography, so it's tricky in my brain to try to...
You can check it out on the phone, Laughlin, Nevada. There's a good place right there.
I've heard a lot of great stuff about Laughlin out there. Now, are you a gambler, too? Do you gamble?
What?
You know, poker, the
only
slots.
The
slots, you like that? Do you, have you won some money? Ever been able to?
Sometimes. Last year, my wife won around $1,000.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's a rarity, right? It's rare to win money. So when you do, you're like, I got to hold on to this money. I got to hold on to this.
Yeah.
Because, you know...
The one thing right there is, too, like, you're playing, you can get drunk at some spot. Oh, yeah.
They like giving you the drinks, right? Because it keeps you wobbly.
Yeah.
You know, and they're like, what's one more? What's one more?
Yeah.
You just keep pulling it.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It's crazy when you think about that, like, the idea of how those machines are. I don't know if in the olden days, it was all a mechanical thing. Now it's kind of a video game, right?
Yeah.
So I wonder, do they program the video game? You know, do they program it so it loses a lot of times?
Yeah.
You know, how the heck does that happen, right?
That's a computer. That's programming. Yeah, when they reach the amount they want, they give you a small money, not a lot.
Right, right.
Yeah,
to kind of tease you, right? Like, a little bit. Ah, there might be some more.
And you start doing, putting more.
Oh, my gosh.
More money.
I remember one time my sister and I were in Las Vegas for a friend of ours was getting married out there. And so we were out in Las Vegas, and we were doing the slot machines on the, the nickel slots.
Yeah.
So we were just putting in nickels. And I think I was up to like 100 or close to $100. And I'm like, I will not stop playing until I reach 100. But then I just ate up all my money. I was so close. But I just ate it all up. So that's a lesson to myself that the next time I'm in a position where I'm up, some money, just okay, cash out.
Because a lot of people know when the machine is close to give you money because you have to see the
What, the little things at the top, like the cherries or the sevens
You can see the big amount is called the...
Oh, the lottery, or not lottery, jackpot.
No, the jackpot. You have to see that one. If the jackpot is high, the machine is close to give you money.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's
I never knew that. Yeah. Interesting.
You have to know that.
So when the jackpot is close to
higher,
it...
That means the machine, it doesn't... Nobody wins the jackpot.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Wow. There must be some kind of mathematical probability where someone could figure out, okay, every seven times someone wins, you know, or maybe every, you know, every 100 times, bam, okay, and then it wins. It would be interesting to somehow document that and see what that was all about.
Yeah.
Because some of those people, they just know, they...
A lot of people who go a lot of times right there, they know how to get money from the casino.
Right? Yeah, they somehow know.
They're watching all the machines.
They have some kind of sense that kind of leads them to the machine, and they know, okay, this is the one, this is the one. Man, I know people.
Last time I was playing with my cousins too. On Aguas Calientes Casino. Do you know where is Aguas Calientes?
Is that Agua Caliente?
Yeah.
That place? Oh, yeah. Right? Is
we
it?
Went
is that
over there? Talking? It's on Palm Spring. Close to Palm Spring.
Oh.
Yeah, we went with my cousin. We are playing five people, $20 each one. We played $20 on each machine, and my cousin was playing on one machine. He win around, I think, $1,300.
Oh my gosh, that's great.
Yeah.
Oh wow, that's
it's
so
good
exciting.
To play with a group of people, maybe like five people, you have more chances to win.
That's a good way of putting it.
Yeah. Only $20 each one, and you can play in five machines, and five machines you have more chances to win.
What a great way. So you just all lined up next to each other, next to the machines?
Yeah.
Holy
cow. You have to check out the machines, and okay, we are going to play on this one, $20 each one. 20 you, 20
wow.
me, 20 him, 20... and that's a good way to to win.
I got a question. Okay, do you know on the slot machines where you can bet, you know, three coins at a time or just one coin at a time? You know how you could go, you know, okay, I'm going to bet three at a time.
Yeah.
Do you bet one coin at a time or more coins at a time?
More.
You do?
You have to... if you want to... get a good money, you have to play the maximum.
Okay, so that's the key.
Yeah.
Because sometimes, I notice sometimes on it, it'll show diagonals, right? It'll show, like if you get these three, then you get something. But the only way to do that is if you put all the coins in, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Maybe the machine is $3, you have to play the maximum $3 each.
Oh, gosh. What a tricky...
Yeah.
So then whoever wins, when you play with your friends, whoever wins, what, then you split it up with everyone?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great way of doing it.
That time I think it was like 300 each one.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. Now, do you play any card games too? Do you play any blackjack?
I don't know how to play cards. Only in the machine.
I know what you mean. That's the other crazy thing too with the cards.
One of my cousins, he knows how to play, he likes to play cards.
Oh, he's really good at the cards. Wow. Does he count? Does he know how to count the cards? Does he know how, like, to... You know, because some people can count the cards, and they say, okay, they've already used these, you know, the jack and the whatever, the king and the three and whatnot. So I already know they used those, so now I know that these cards are left over. Does he know how to do that kind of thing?
I think so.
It's amazing when people really figure out how to do that kind of thing. Yeah, that's fascinating. Not really. No, I'm not very good at it at all. I'm not really good at it. But it is fascinating to think that some people are just so good at it. And my buddy tells me he loves poker. He loves going to play the cards, and every time he plays, he wins.
He's lucky.
Yeah,
because a lot of people, they're lucky. They win a lot of money.
Yeah, you're right. There's some kind of special luck to it sometimes that you just gotta target into and.
It's gonna be right here.
So I believe. Oh yes, this is the school.
You've arrived at your destination.
Oh, and also, let me give you a card. This is This is a band that I'm in called Yachtly Crew. So if you ever like going out to see live music or anything, it's a very fun band. A lot of love songs, a lot of great stuff from the 70s and 80s. It was a pleasure talking to you. What's your name?
Caesar.
Caesar, it was a pleasure meeting you. You have a great day, man. Take care.
Good day.
And good luck with your with your swimming.
Yes, I've been listening to the Proyecto Radio, Inspirado Proyecto project, and I just want to say that I've really enjoyed it quite a bit. It's brought me quite how do I put this? Much Inspirado. Inspiradio, I think I just coined something, and I just want to thank the makers of this particular specific nondescript radio podcast for their efforts, and I quite enjoyed it quite a bit. Excuse me, I'm so sorry. I must go. Thank you.
You're listening to Inspirado Proyecto with your host, Kurt Clandestine Clendenin.
So I substitute taught the improv class. Darren calls them his sweat hogs. For good reason. These kids were kind of all over the place. They had a tricky time following directions, trying to keep them in their seats was crazy. We were outside, they ran around grabbing branches and stuff. There were about 9 of them. However, it was still fun. We played the game Pet Peeves, which was a good one. And the game we play, I warn them up with the game of Freeze, or some call it Switch. And then they played a game called Voices from Heaven. So I missed my bus, and that's probably it, way over there, huh? That's probably it. Here it is. I finally decided to, there's a Target over here, so I finally decided to call up an Uber. They're showing up in about 5 minutes, so I'm gonna reserve the rest of my conversation, the rest of what I'm saying here for that. However, I just gotta say, you know, if I'm standing around bus stops and hearing, overhearing conversations, and, well, first of all, this smells like waffles out here. It smells so good. Waffles, they smell so good. So, I'm gonna take in a pool to get home, so we'll see what kind of interesting conversations we have with some of these folks. That'd be cool. Boy, it smells so good out here. It smells like a cross between caramel corn and waffles. Wow, wow, wow. It smells so good. So, standing out there listening to people talk, it makes me wonder, wow, how cool would that be? As if instead of just mundane conversations between people, every conversation was about, hey, what dream did you have? Hey, tell me about the synchronicity you had. Hey, tell me about what have you been doing to be the best version of yourself? What did you do lately to exercise your talents? What have you followed your heart with lately? Where has your intuition led you? Imagine those kinds of conversations. Holy moly, just sit next to someone on the bus and you got those kinds of conversations. So I suppose that's what my duty is. I feel it's my duty to spark those kinds of conversations. Okay, they're showing up here in 3 minutes. I'm going to sign out now, and we will hear some more razzmatazz. Right now, we're up to about 24 minutes, I guess, of the podcast, so they let you have about an hour. So ideally, this ride will be less than 40 minutes. So ideally, around the 30-minute mark or less. So we shall see. Over and out. So how long have you been driving Uber?
One of the first Uber drivers, my friend.
You're one of the first, huh?
Yeah.
You started it off. You're the pioneer.
That's right.
That's great.
Look at my white card.
That's fantastic. So how many hours a day? You must be driving all the time.
8 hours. 9 hours.
8 hours? 9 hours a day of driving? Do you have a set schedule? Like, do you wake up at a certain time and then go out, or do you just kind of...
I tend to come out 7 in the morning at a time. Go home by 7.
Wow. So is this your only job, or do you have other jobs too?
No, it's my only job.
And you're able to pay your bills and all that jazz from just Uber driving?
He makes about $200 a day, right? Is that what you need?
$200 a day. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I
must take a lot of wear and tear on the car.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh boy.
The engine went off. I fixed that. The battery went off. I fixed that.
So you know a lot about cars, huh? Okay, so listen to this. So this is the car, that the other car. It's 2005, the same, but the miles is 87,
87. I would go for that one.
Really?
Yeah, 87,000.
Yeah, I'm paying 6,000.
Yeah, I would go for that one.
That one instead of the other
one?
Yeah,
because you're looking at about 50,000 less miles, of course.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, you're looking at 87,000.
Yeah.
Which one would you prefer? A car that have 87,000 or 129,000?
87,000.
Of course.
But I'm paying 1,500. You will go for it?
So you're searching for a car right now?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
I will go for it.
Are you thinking about doing Uber?
It'll last me longer.
50,000 is a lot of miles on that car.
So what happens when you do miles? It just wears down?
Yeah, of course.
And then you have to fix it.
Look, and then you gotta realize, you know, how many owners. You know, because you gotta realize, you know, you gotta realize. City mile is different as a highway mile.
Yeah.
On the city mile, the car wear and tear is more.
Yeah.
On the highway, it's easy mile because the car you just drive, you just let it go. But on the city, you just brake and go, you're forcing the engine. Yeah. I would go for that.
You will go
for that. 87,000, yeah. 1,500 more.
So you think that 1,500 more kind of will help her out in the long run?
Three more years for you.
Three more years for me.
Yeah, without any problem.
Really?
Mm-hmm. 3 more years for the car?
Mm-hmm.
Why not longer?
Because you know this car, in 85,000 miles, the engine go off and the battery. That's what it went off. About 0 miles, and this one already have in 3 years already have close to 200,000 miles.
But you drive. That's why it broke down.
And I don't mind.
And
I don't mind because I'm saving $20 a day on gas. Instead of putting
45,
I'm putting 25.
You know, I think if Uber were smart, they would open up their own auto parts places where you go and you get your Uber car fixed people.
They did that, but it didn't work out. That's why they worked with the Hertz rental car. You rent it from them and you pay them and, you know.
And they have something through Uber, is that what you're saying? Mm-hmm. Oh.
I usually wouldn't do that. I would pay for something that's gonna be mine. Look, I drove taxi 17 years and I paid lease and the taxi was never mine. So why not just rent it and the car, you know, I mean at least I have at least two with this one. But the car's gonna be mine.
So is this are you part of the Uber exchange program? Is that what this is? What this
not
car
exchange.
Is?
Oh, exchange gotcha. Came after that. This program partnered with Santander Bank. That was the first program that started.
Oh, okay.
And it's at least too old. I pay a lot.
So I know Uber has that, you know, exchange where you can like rent the lease the car. I was looking into that.
They don't have it. They don't have that anymore.
They don't do that anymore?
No. Now you have to rent it through Hertz.
Huh. Interesting. So are you thinking about doing Uber? You getting a car and doing Uber? Is that what you're thinking?
No.
Oh, you're just looking at a car.
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
I thought of Uber, though. I might.
Yeah, maybe it's just a side job.
She just went in a bite about the car, and I'm telling her, the less mile the car have, the better. So if it's 50,000 for 1,500, I will go for it.
So what do you do outside of Uber driving? What are some of your hobbies? What do you like doing?
What I do?
Yeah, what do you do?
Spending with your family.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you say he went to the, what's that, Alishan Park?
Oh, yeah, I went to the Alishan Park and do barbecue there. Yeah.
Oh, you went out to the park to do some barbecue?
In Alishan Park?
Is that what it's called? Mission Park?
Alishan Park?
Alishan? No.
We just drove by. It's
Oh, wow. Do you barbecue? I mean, do you have any interests like watching movies or reading or playing music or anything like that?
You know what happened is that I do driving a lot. I don't even watch porn no more. I like to do that.
You don't even have time for porn, huh?
He's honest.
I don't even got time for my wife.
What about Grace on the phone?
It's awesome.
And I can't even go to the internet because I'm all the time, you know, unless I take a break, then I go to the internet and look where I'm at.
All
the time I'm driving,
I'm in the
traffic,
LA traffic.
That was
funny.
Oh my
god, yeah.
He's honest.
Yeah.
I don't know, I mean, you know, I don't got time, you know. I want to go to school, but I don't got time.
Mm-hmm. So you're supporting your whole family by Uber driving?
Yeah.
That's admirable.
Not anymore, because my family is growing up. My big one is 22, the other one is 20, my little one is 17, so... They're
working.
They handle their own bills. So I
just pay the bills. Oh. Gotcha. So, how about you? What do you like to do? What are some of your passions? What do you like to?
Yeah. I'm just about to launch my clothing line.
You have a clothing line?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Do you design your own clothing?
Yeah, I design my own clothing.
That's great. What's the name of your company? What's the name of it?
Divina Diva.
Cool.
I'm thinking of going to Dubai to put my stuff there. I met this man who has a family-owned business in Dubai. And the thing about Dubai is that everybody there is rich because of oil.
Oh my gosh.
Dubai is rich because of oil, and the government like pays everybody three times as much as all the foreigners.
Whoa.
And they give them free houses, free cars.
What?
They ship them here to get their education paid for. And, like, there's one guy, this engineer, who's made almost 20 grand a month.
Holy cow.
And he said the government just gave him a house.
What the heck?
Yeah. And so one of the guys there said, yeah, we have a store. He has, like, a Rolex store. They pay 15 grand, 20 grand for a Rolex watch. Like, they have, like, money. So I'm like... What am I doing not putting my clothing there?
Whoa.
And he was like, yeah, like your clothing. It'll sell over there. And the whole thing there is if you make your clothing exclusive and not mass produced, you can charge like 10 grand for a dress, 20 grand, 40
Whoa.
Grand.
Whoa, jeez.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, they like, their whole thing is like, oh, this is exclusive. This is 10 pieces in the world. And
whoa.
And then you can jack the price.
That's crazy.
Yeah, when I talk to him, I'm like, I'm in.
Oh my gosh.
He texted me a few. Yeah, he texted me.
What? That's crazy. That's awesome that you already have this connection out there.
I know. It's like God helping me, I think.
It's amazing how these things work.
Like, it's just my clothing lab is just about to get done May 21st. And I told him, just give me a couple of weeks till I get it done. I'm the model, so I'll be like.
That's great.
Yeah, so I'm like, yeah, screw Beverly Hills. It's in Dubai.
Yeah, totally. Wow. So how long has it taken you to put your clothing line together?
Oh my gosh, almost 2 years. It's 20 pieces, and it's like detailed, all sorts of, it's not like a t-shirt and a jeans, you know, it's like very intricate and like lots of layers.
Oh, that's cool.
So it's expensive already because there's so much detailing in it. So, it's already expensive. So that makes me happy because not everybody can afford, more expensive stuff. So, but Dubai people? Yeah, the 17-year-olds are loaded.
What? That's crazy.
Yeah.
I never even knew that.
The 17-year-olds here, they're not. I didn't even know that either. Whoa. I was like, what the hell?
So,
now...
Oh, did you go to school for clothing design?
My pattern maker did.
Oh, that's cool.
I'm the one who sketches all the beautiful stuff. I have like 8 sketchbooks full of hundreds of designs.
Wow, that's so cool.
Yeah, I just have crazy talent. And they come to me in my dreams too, like already designed. I have like clairvoyance, I see stuff.
Fantastic.
And I meditate. Sometimes meditate and I'm like, my soul doesn't leave me alone. It's like, oh, look at this one.
Oh my God.
Like, I don't even have to create it. It's already created in my head.
How cool is that?
I don't know. It's just like, I didn't have that. It kind of turned on a few years ago. And then I thought when it turned on that talent, then I thought about like people like Justin Bieber or Michael Jackson, that like incredible talent that comes out. I think I unblocked myself. That's what happened.
Uh-huh.
I did a lot of spiritual practices and then But then I realized, oh, that's what happens. Like, talent comes off when you're unblocked.
Right.
It comes through.
So. Yeah, because you don't have those roadblocks. You're not overanalyzing. You're not over-critiquing. You're not putting yourself in front of yourself. You're getting out of the way of yourself, and you're just kind of letting it blast through you, huh?
Yeah.
That's the key to it right there.
Yeah. Are you a musician?
Actually, it's so funny. I'm in a yacht rock band called Yachtly Crew. So if you like, Hall & Oates or Steely Dan or any of those good old-fashioned love songs.
Oh, crap. Is it
yeah, that's us. That's us.
Oh, my God.
Your sailor band.
So we all dress up like that, and we sing just the greatest songs from the 70s and 80s.
What time should I say what?
Oh, we actually have a residency at the Viper Room the first Friday of every month.
Can you play over there?
Yeah. Here, I'm going to leave you a card in case you want to check us out.
On
Sunset Strip. And we've just been getting more and more shows. I can't believe it. We played our first out-of-state show in Denver.
I need to get out more. I'd love to check you out.
Oh gosh, it's just pure good vibes. We made a mission to just go, we're gonna put pure good vibes out there.
Totally.
And everyone who shows up, they're all good people.
The
everyone
Viper,
who shows
right?
up. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, the first Friday of the month.
By the Roxy.
Usually
the Roxy, yeah?
It is right near the Roxy. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. It's on the same street. Mm-hmm. So the first Friday of every month. But we play all over the place. We play all kinds of places.
First Friday of every month. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, if you get a chance, check out. We got a lot of videos and stuff, so you can kind of see like what goes on. Yeah. Oh, it's so much fun. I can't believe it.
And you all have like an instrument you play?
Oh yeah, every guy kind of has his own. It's like we're superheroes, you know? We each got like our own...
Superhero instrument?
Yeah, yeah.
There's no way that...
We got weapon superhero instrument.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We soothe the souls with our...
We
save the world.
That's your sword of...
Oh, yes. Do you have a card for your company or anything?
I don't want that.
I'd love to check out your stuff.
I think it's going to be right there.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I'm just getting
off
the
phone.
Thank you. Bye. So clairvoyance, huh? You have clairvoyance?
No, I have. I'm a life coach too, and I teach people how to unblock themselves. It's like a program that I did. You can go to.
I gotta tell you, it's amazing. I've just been coming across just so many high vibrating people.
Really?
More and more and more. The momentum is just picking up like crazy.
It's law of attraction.
Yes.
You vibrate at that level.
Absolutely. Yeah. When you're in that radio station, you start come across other
when
folks.
I was pissed off and angry and sad. I would talk to somebody like vampire.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you just let all your anger go, it's like, oh, where'd you come from? You're nice.
Yeah, it's amazing. And then the synchronicities just quadruple. I mean,
exactly.
Even faster than that. It's like...
Yeah.
Oh God, it's just great. And every time I celebrate the synchronicities, more of them show up because I show it how much I appreciate them. I'm like, I appreciate you, and then it's like, oh, you like that? Here's more of that. And it's just astounding. It's great when you follow your intuition, and it just keeps proving, keeps proving itself to you. Like, yep, here's your gift for following your intuition. Here's this, and then before you know it, you got this reservoir of information of examples. Now, guess what you pulled from?
Selling your clothing.
Oh my God, that's incredible! Look at that, you magnetize that situation into your reality experience. God, that's brilliant.
I have a live webinar every month there. This is like the transformation that happened, what happened to me, how I unlocked my talents.
Cool. Thanks for this. This is great.
Yeah, you like my story. So I teach people how to unblock themselves.
That's incredible. So I'm sure all these people that you've unblocked, can you imagine this, the amount of astounding dreams and synchronicities and stuff that's popping up in their lives?
Yeah, here's the reality. There's some people like Justin Bieber or whatever, musicians, they have incredible talent. But then there's the rest of us. It's like, I don't know why I'm here on the planet. They don't know why they're here. And some people are born and they do know. It's just a matter of unblocking. It's a vibrational block. Mm-hmm. And once you like unblock that and unblock, I call it the four-body awakening system. You're unblocking your four bodies. Once you get that unblocked, you start receiving it. And I was shocked when I started receiving it. I'm like, oh my God, what's happening? I don't even know what clothing. I was a clothing designer. It just like happened like
wow.
That. And it's just like, it's just a matter of just, you know, following that formula. And then just, but it's like, even the people that are talented, there's always a new level. There's always a new level. Mm-hmm. There's always, you know. Cross our fingers for Dubai. He's rich.
Well, I mean,
buy my $1 million. No, I don't even want to burn. I just want a lot of money. Take care of my kids. Be all right myself. I don't even have kids yet, but I'll have one.
I was gonna ask you how many you have. That way you said.
I had a dream 5 years ago that I was gonna have a little boy, and I was like, what? God, why are you showing me a boy? Why don't you show me the boyfriend first? Where's him? And then he showed me the boyfriend years ago. I was like, oh, it's this guy? And then I said, okay, let's date him. And then 6 months later, I'm like, do you want to take that to the next level? He's like, what? I thought we were just lovers. And he laughed. I'm like, God, why didn't you get me an asshole who wants to leave me? What the hell is all this about? Anyways, he's back in my life, but he's a little scared of me, but he'll come around.
Just your top dream?
Yeah.
Once in a while?
Yeah, I told him I loved him, but he was all freaked out, but now he's better. He knows he's my son. Anyways, I'll come around, but in the meantime, I'll just try and catch him with my business first, marriage later.
Of course.
Marriage and kids later.
Mm-hmm. Well, you never know about the vice versa.
What incident or incidents helped open up your third eye, so to speak, your antenna for receiving all this stuff?
Awakening my spiritual body. I did three things. There's other ones, but like, okay, there's mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual body. And the spiritual body, like a lot of people don't know that it's like a tree. It's supposed to grow, and the more you grow it and expand it, the more you can receive it. And I did like three things. The ascension activation meditation, the light body, which is like a program where you're cleaning your body with these meditations, and that's what most of my program is. And I also do plant medicines. And I don't know if you've heard of ayahuasca.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did a lot.
I've been
of that.
Wanting so, to go yeah. and. Do
so
an ayahuasca.
I did all three of them, and that's what kind of like.
Wow. Was that all? So you did ayahuasca?
Yeah.
What kind of revelations did you come across with that?
It just opened my clairvoyance a lot. And
did you go to Peru or something?
No, I did them here. I wish. Probably better.
Well, what kind of like other. What did you see? Because a lot of people, they'll, you know, see other past lives than themselves, or they'll see, you know, memories of when they were babies.
Oh, wait, that's when I saw my little boy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's when I saw my little boy years ago. Yeah, I remember he came to me. I was like, no way, I'm gonna be a mom. You're out of your fucking mind. I was like, I'm not ready for this shit. Why are you showing me this? I don't even have a penis to have sex with. Anyways, but like, that was it. But now, yeah, it'll get there. It's in a few years. But yeah, I think that's what it opened my clairvoyance. Because like, then after a while, I didn't even need to do it. I was just like, now I see stuff all the time. It opened up my third eye. Like, I take a nap and I see stuff, like, on, like, it communicates or something.
Incredible.
Yeah. I've always heard of, you know, these psychic readers, that they're clairvoyant, clairaudient, and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm like, what the hell is
all
that?
All those various clair... Shit? Yeah, yeah.
And then ayahuasca opened up my clairvoyance. Like, oh, that's what they're talking about.
Ah,
because, like, when I meditate now, I see stuff. Like, you know, I take naps and I just close my eyes. Sometimes my eyes are open, I see stuff.
Incredible.
It's crazy, yeah. Or, like, I get an impulse to draw, and, like, I don't know what's about to come, but it kind of moves on its own.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. So, yeah, it opens up my channels to whatever.
God, that's exciting.
Well, yeah, those are like my three things that I did to expand my spirit tree, whatever.
Incredible.
And then I also channeled that a book called The Butterfly Diet, and that was years ago, and it told me that I need to go on a liquid diet, and it raises your frequency a lot. I lost like 60 pounds or something. And once I did that, it opened up the channels even more.
Wow.
And I also teach that in my program too.
Oh, the butterfly diet?
Yeah.
And that was something that just came
you
to you?
Check out my book, the butterflydiet.com. Yeah.
Oh,
and
cool.
It told me like...
So what do you drink, running water or...?
No, it's green smoothies or green soups. And like I juice vegetables and green protein powders. It's like a whole formula. Like once I received it, it told me, okay, this... I only need to eat once a day and like fast on Sundays, and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna die, this is like no food. But then I've been doing it for like 6 years now and I'm fine.
That's crazy to hear you say that, because I pretty much eat once a day. Like, yeah. I just don't have an appetite to really eat too much. It's so interesting.
What about the exercise?
It's called the butterfly diet because when you're a caterpillar, you're a masticator. And when you're a butterfly, butterflies are born with straws so that they can drink their food.
Oh, yeah. Interesting. That's a great way of putting it.
When I was taking ayahuasca, it showed me a lot of butterflies. And like I was, it's funny, it was very hardcore when I became a butterfly. Like I lost all the weight and I was just doing just liquid diets for like a year. It was like that. I've been on it for 6 years now, but after a year, and then I took ayahuasca ceremony, and it was almost like I was cracking out of the cocoon.
Wow!
Because I lost all the weight, so like now I wasn't caterpillar anymore. I guess I was a butterfly, and like there was this current in my head, like there's electricity, and I opened my mouth, and I didn't know who was speaking through me. It was like, oh my god. It's like, I'm in my body. Oh my god, I'm in my body. I'm like, who the hell is saying I'm in my body?
Whoa.
Who the fuck is
Wow.
this? It was like, it's exciting, and I went outside and took all the leaves and I threw it in the air. I'm in my fucking body. I'm in my body. And like, and then I realized, oh, this is the higher aspect of me that just got anchored.
And it just woke up?
Yeah.
Like it just...
The butterfly, because butterfly are a symbol of your soul. A symbol of your spirit, your soul.
Mm.
That's what the spiritual meaning of butterfly is. And that's why I call it the book The Butterfly Diet, because it's a symbol of transformation. And that's one of my missions, is that I'm supposed to help. There's certain people here, not everybody wants the same thing, but there are a certain amount of people that are looking for that. That's why it came to me. Like, And what it does, it slows down your aging process considerably. And if you follow it to a T, you can live a long time, like over a century.
Incredible.
It was telling me, like, capture. I was telling. I don't. I'm almost in shock. But I was telling you after like 200 years.
Oh my god! It's incredible.
If you like completely in the liquid diet, you're like hitting it without. You can live. You know, and so as much as you want to put into it.
Wow.
So like that's my thing. Like I'm here to do that. I'm here to teach people about the ascension activation meditation and the light body. And yeah. Called the Four Body Awakening System, and I have like a 12 to 24 month program, and that's why I do the webinars, because I invite people on Facebook to hop onto the webinar. I tell my story of transformation, and then I explain my program and how, and I teach people about it, and that's what I do. And I help people, whoever wants to like get more talented and channel more, and you know, attract more abundance in their lives. That's what I do. That's my mission. Hard as hell, but it's my mission, you know. I had a dream, like, because I was afraid to step up. I'm like, who am I to, I'm a messed up girl. Why do you want me to teach? Why isn't Tony Robbins he's the one who was like, oh, I'm just all messed up here. I don't even, you know, but I realized that maybe it's because I was so messed up. Maybe that's the reason I need to do it, because the people that are messed up and don't know their life purpose, they'll identify with me.
Oh, right.
Like, she was so messed up, I could do it too.
Oh, yeah.
So I think, like, maybe that, and, like, and maybe it's my ego saying that I can't do it, you know? So I need to just believe that if God believes in me and he's saying I need to be a teacher, you know? So that's why I'm doing it, you know? Just out there.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy to think that it should even be considered courageous or brave for anyone to follow their dreams. However, I would have to say it's very courageous and brave of you to follow that dream and to keep just go, okay, you know what? I'm going to be obedient to this. This is my program. This is my mission. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to follow with this.
Yeah.
It's crazy just to think that, like,
yeah, starting a business isn't easy.
Mm.
It's not easy. You gotta, like, you know? And, anyways, it'll work out. As long as I want it, you know? I want it more than anything.
Yeah.
Like, yesterday, I just died. My car got totaled. Like, the car flipped twice. And I was thinking, yeah, that's why I have to get a new car. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm alive. I'm definitely doing my mission.
Wow.
I didn't want to die, like, halfway through. I wrote two books and everything, but, like, it's not out there yet. It's not. I want to affect a lot of people, and I haven't. It's like, I didn't die, so I still have time to change the planet. So my shoulder's a little banged up, but my will is more on more fire than ever.
It's incredible.
It kind of was a wake-up call yesterday. That's for sure. I was like,
wow.
Shit.
I gotta say, you're in an awesome mood for someone who just flipped their car.
I
mean, you know, you're in a great state of being right now for someone who.
I cried a lot. You know, it's funny. The car flipped over twice, but it was so fast, I didn't have time to get scared.
Yeah, but everything passed fast. But like, you're lucky you're alive.
Yeah. The car was sideways, and I was like, I went to the bottom. I hit this when it was sideways.
Oh.
I was like, how the fuck are we gonna get out of here?
Oh.
This window was the glass was broken, so I got out that window.
What happened?
So I went to Arizona to this retreat, and it's a dirt road, and no, you know, the gravel was like, you know, and it was a 20-minute drive to the. I was like, oh, 20-minute drive. So I was like, I speed up, you know? But once I speed up, it, like, lost traction.
Oh, no.
And it went sideways. And once I went sideways, the velocity of the car picked up and it rolled up. Twice.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And,
Do you have full cover on that one or no?
No, man. No full coverage, man. This car, I'm getting full coverage. Full coverage, please.
Yeah, but you never know, man.
Yeah. Especially me. I'm not very Anyways, I got off the car, and then this lady pulled over, and I broke down crying. I was like, oh, come here, baby. And I'm like, oh, I'm so stupid. And she's like, I'm stupid, too. I drove off a lake.
I drove off a lake. What the heck?
Oh, man. She's like, oh, don't worry, honey. I drove off.
Oh, my God. To be able to have someone come over and tell you that story while you're in the midst
it makes
of that.
You feel
oh, my
better.
God.
Yeah. No, it made me feel better.
Sure,
I felt
yeah.
stupid.
Yeah.
You know?
I drove off a lake. I mean, that's a rarity. You don't hear that too often, right? Oh, my gosh. So you drove off, were you on any mountains or anything? Or?
No, it was like this gravel road up and down.
Jeez.
It was like a 20-minute drive, though.
Oh, my God.
And it was slow, too, because of the gravel.
Oh,
I had to
God.
Go slow. I was like, fuck this shit.
Oh, boy.
And I was like, let's go faster. I don't want to drive 20 minutes.
Oh, God.
Like, enjoy the retreat, you know?
Oh, geez.
So never again. No more gravel roads for me. I don't know. I'm going to do my retreats local. These car crashes, when I have these car crashes, it's always like out of town because you don't know the road or it's just like, no, man, I'm not going to do that.
Wait, how many, so it sounds like you've had a few car accidents?
Like, I was in San Francisco and it was like 3 o'clock in the morning. I was visiting this church and I was like, I want to drive down. I don't want to stay here. I want to drive down to LA. And I was following the GPS. Dark. I must have been half asleep. I thought I was awake. I was like, I'm awake. But I must have been half asleep because it said turn right or something. And I turned right and I hear like this bump of the car. And I say, I must have hit a bump. But why is my thing cracked? I don't get it. And then this truck pulls up and somebody runs to my car and he's like, are you okay, ma'am? Are you okay? What do you mean you're okay? I just hit a bump. What are you talking about? And it's like, oh, ma'am, your car is totaled.
What?
And I was like, what do you mean? And I saw the whole thing. It was this huge truck that rammed my car. And the whole thing was like,
what the heck?
And I was like, what the hell? I was just making a right turn. What the hell? And I was like, no, you were going in the wrong direction. I was like, what the hell? It was so dark, I couldn't see anything.
I think the
GPS was screwed up.
Oh, my. Oh, geez.
Yeah, I didn't. It was like glass all over me. I was like, what the hell? And then I didn't have a scratch, too. And then they put a tow truck, and the guy didn't even report it. He felt so bad for me because I think it was my fault.
Oh, geez.
Technically.
Oh, geez.
I wasn't
Oh, God.
But he didn't report it, so I was
oh,
like,
my God.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, God. Whoa, what a strange situation. So you didn't even realize you were in such a crazy, dramatic accident until they told you.
I don't think I even have the money to, like, rent. I don't know. There was no rental cars. And then this woman was lucky. I was lucky enough. I asked her, are you going to L.A.? I was like, can you give me a ride home? She's like, do you have a knife and a boyfriend that's going to, like...
Yeah.
I'm like, no,
jump out
dude,
of the,
I
yeah.
authentically, and then I was like asking around, and she felt sorry for me because nobody said yes, and then she's like, all right, just come. And she told me that day, that was the day that, you remember that Fast and Furious guy that died in that thing?
Oh, geez.
You know, mm-hmm. Same day
oh,
he died.
Oh, geez.
And here's the thing, I took ayahuasca, he came to me, the astral ayahuasca.
What?
A couple of days later.
What?
And he was like, but when I saw him in the astral, he looked peaceful. He's like, yeah, it's all good. It's all good.
Why do you suppose he came to you?
Because
it's
it happened to me. It happened to me the same day.
Oh, it was the same day.
It was the same day.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And here's the thing. I'm a clumsy driver, obviously. He's a professional driver. And he's the one who dies and blows up in flames.
Whoa.
I'm the one who's supposed to be dead. I'm
but
the one who didn't even realize.
But he was not driving, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, the other one was his professional, too. They were both should have been alive.
That's so crazy.
Yeah, so I was like, that I got luck on my side. My car flipped twice yesterday. I only had my shoulder banged up.
Jeez.
I got angels work.
Yeah.
Angels know I have a mission.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
This girl needs to be here and do her mission. She
yeah.
gonna die, okay? That's what they're saying. This bitch got some shit to teach. People to unblock. Life purposes to unfold. Bitch ain't going nowhere.
That's great.
Anyways,
it's incredible.
He got a couple of movies in there. He probably achieved his life mission. It was all right.
So your ayahuasca experience was how close to that accident? Did you say your ayahuasca experience was on the same day, or was it a different day?
It was 2 days later.
Oh, it was 2 days later?
Yeah, it was like 2 days
later. Oh my God.
And then it showed me the car accident and the experience, and then I saw him.
Whoa.
But he was like super, like, peaceful. Like, it's all good. It's all good. You know, I think it just means, like, when you die, it's all good. Everything's peaceful, there's no struggle on the other side. I think that's what it means, you know? You know, everybody cries and everything, but, like, I think the message was, like, it's all good. It's all good, you know? And I cried, you know, right there. It's like, wow, I survived that.
Man, that's incredible.
Yeah, that goes to say, like, he died and I have something. I think, honestly, God has everybody. If you're not supposed to go, you're not going to go. I think, honestly, I think that.